Chapter 15. Chi Li Sing. The president of the Science and Technology Committee was a woman from East Asia. Her name was Chi Li Sing, and she wore transparent clothes. They made her look as if she were wrapped in plastic.
"I understand your wish for full human rights, Andrew," she said. "There have been many times in history when people have fought for full human rights. But what rights can you possibly want that you haven't already got?"
"I have not got the right to life," said Andrew. "That is a right all humans have got. A robot can be dismantled at any time."
"Yes, but a human can be executed at any time," replied Li Sing.
"A human can only be executed if permission is given by a court of law. I can be dismantled without any court decision," said Andrew, trying not to show his feeling of desperation, but his face was too well designed to hide it. "The truth is, I want to be a man. I have wanted it for 170 years. Li Sing looked at Andrew with kind, understanding eyes.
"The world government can pass a law declaring you a human being," she said. "They can pass a law declaring a stone statue to be a human being. But they won't do either. Human beings are suspicious of robots. They are afraid to give robots too much power."
"Even now?" asked Andrew, surprised.
"Even now," said Li Sing. "I agree that you have earned the right to be called human. But if you were given that right, we would have to give the same right to all robots."
"But I am the only free robot," replied Andrew. "I am the only one of my type, and there will never be another one. US robotics will tell you that."
"Never is a long time, Andrew," replied Li Sing. "Or would you prefer to be called Mr. Martin? I will happily give you the respect that I would give to a man. Nobody knows what may happen in the future, and people are afraid to make changes." "I am very sorry, Mr. Martin. I don't think there's much hope."
Li Sing sat down and shook her head.
"I'm afraid that this might make people frightened of you, Mr. Martin," she said. "They may even decide to dismantle you. That would be the easiest way for them to resolve the dilemma."
But Andrew was still determined.
"Won't anyone remember that I invented artificial body parts that have saved lives?" he asked. "It may seem cruel, Mr. Martin, but they won't," replied Li Sing. "They will say bad things about you. They will say that you invented the body parts for yourself. They will say that you wanted humans to be more like robots, or robots to be more like humans. People will believe that you are evil, Mr. Martin. Perhaps it would be better to leave things the way they are."
Li Sing stood up. She seemed small and very young next to Andrew. "If I decide to fight for my humanity, will you be on my side?" Andrew asked. Li Sing thought for a moment. Then she said,
"I could lose my job over this. I may not be able to do much, Mr. Martin, but I will help you as much as I can."
"Thank you," Andrew said. "That is all I ask. I will fight for this, whatever the consequences will be."